This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for the big show to check in with Wisconsin insider John McNamara. Brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship.
Yeah, it covers the Badgers for BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network, and for us right here on the Wendy's Big Show, as our Wisconsin insider and John McNamara is there on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, J-Mac?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me.
I see Sparky brought it up earlier in the hour, this federal investigation into the NCAA and recruiting and Adidas and other shoe companies has it's touched down here in Milwaukee, Milwaukee's very own, that is, with Diamond Stone now part of the story, I understand.
Yeah, and, you know, Stone's name has always been brought up in this conversation, and, you know, various amounts of money has been, alleged. The news just came out, I guess, a couple minutes ago where I retweeted it, but it was an awful lot of money, you know, $150,000 for him to go to a school, but that was turned down. I guess anything that's coming out this week in these court proceedings wouldn't surprise me, but yeah, and Diamond Stone's name has been linked to a lot of this when it, you know, first got started.
So, I mean, is it pretty much anybody connected to any major Division I school now? It might have their name came up. So, if you're connected to, say, Kentucky or North Carolina or any of those schools, you're pretty much could have your name come up in this thing.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't think anything would surprise me. I follow Wisconsin very closely, and I can't really speak to a lot of teams nationally, but you hang out at AAU events and you hear things here and there. I think this stuff is just kind of scratching the surface too. I think it, as more testimony comes out and more people are brought to the stand, and it's kind of as far as they want to take, because I think if you keep pulling this thing back, it's going to get dirtier and dirtier. So I'm certainly enjoying following this, and it's definitely some interesting and compelling stuff that's been coming out.
All right, so they have Michigan this weekend, but before we get to that, Badgers got another recruit, an offensive lineman from St. Charles, Illinois.
They did. Dylan Barnett from the 2020 class. He committed to Wisconsin on Monday night after taking an unofficial visit this past Saturday to Wisconsin. He had offers from a lot of the bigger schools in the Midwest, and had his recruitment been going on. I think if he extended it a bit further, there have been some more schools involved with him. So, he's kind of one of their top tier one guys that they wanted in this offensive line class that already includes, guys from inside the state, and Trey Wedding and the kid from Stoughton. Right now his name is escaping me. So, it's a good start for them. They have three commits in the 2020 class, and they're all from offensive linemen. They also picked up another kid in the 2019 class, Clay Cundiff. He's a tight end from Kansas, and they were able to flip him from the Jayhawks. So, it's been a pretty successful week for them on the recruiting front. And then in about an hour, Jared Casey is going to announce his decision. He's a four-star linebacker from Kentucky. He's down to Wisconsin, Oregon, and Kentucky as well. I think the feeling, though, right now is that he'll wind up at Oregon. But his official decision is expected in about 1 hour.
This just popped into my head, so I'm going to sidetrack this conversation one more time.
No, not you.
But how is it that basketball is getting hit so hard and investigated, and football is just rolling along?
Is
Nike and Adidas and all these other ones, are they not as involved in football as they are basketball?
No, they're not as involved. You hear a lot of these terms being brought out, and and these runners and bag droppers and stuff like that. It's far more prevalent in the world of high school basketball recruiting than it is in football. It's like I said, with AAU events and high school coaches and middlemen and stuff like that, it's an interesting thing. You hear more negatives than positives, but at the same time, there's all AAU basketball is not good. If you look at the NY2LA events that they have in Milwaukee. They have them at Homestead High School. You know, those are great events that are run extremely well. And, you know, I've been a guest at those for, you know, almost for 10 years now. So I think AAU gets, you know, on a kind of a national scale, a pretty bad name. But there is some good stuff going on, you know, pretty close to the state. So, you know, I think there's more bad than good, but there is some good stuff still going on.
That is John McNamara. Find his work at BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. Hey. Follow him on Twitter at McNamara Rivals. What's up?
You can't let him go, man. We haven't talked about Michigan this weekend. Okay. So thoughts on Michigan?
I gave you the break sign and you nodded your head.
Well, I
yes.
thought you were going to ask Michigan and give a prediction.
Okay.
Your thoughts on Michigan's defense against the Badgers' offensive line?
You know, I think that's definitely a good matchup. Michigan's defense is number one in the country right now in points allowed. You know, that's a good unit. I just think with Wisconsin's defense, if you flip that around, unit that's kind of struggled all season long, Scott Nelson's going to be out for the first half, serving that, I guess you would call it suspension for the targeting. He'll be able to play in the second half. I just think there's too many things that are not going in Wisconsin's favor right now. Michigan's a good team. You know, Shea Patterson's playing like a former five-star quarterback. I think Wisconsin's a 9.5-point dog right now. I don't see them coming out of Ann Arbor with a win. I think Michigan wins probably by 10-plus.
Now we good?
Now we're good.
All right. Find his work at BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network, on Twitter at McNamara Rivals, and every Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Always appreciate it, J-Mac. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.